The next morning, after being blessed by Alcoran's parents, Benabaran guides Alcoran and Christian through the gathering crowds to the plaza of the great mosque in the center of Cordoba. Excited, they take their places among the 18 ritual dancers, 9 couples assembled for the festival of all faiths, the beginning of the dance. One word. From another dimension, Alcoran brought his attention to the surface, focusing on his teacher. Benabaran had not spoken since the lines were formed. Pulling gently, he backed away, removing the cloaks with which he had covered them on the way to the arena. Alcoran's eyes met Christian's, flowed down her body. She was radiant, shimmering in the light of high noon, smoldering with the cold fire of transformation. The rabbi leaned forward and whispered, "Dance." At that moment, gongs sounded from the corners of the quadrangle. Muezzins from minarets over the domes and cupolas of the greatest city in the world called the faithful to prayer. As one body, the multitude fell silent. The sky stretched beneath the golden sun of Al-Andalus. Then, into the silence, the Basque drummers began a slow rhythm which would last for 3 days, climaxing at the moment of winter solstice. A soft and ancient voice pulsed within their drums. The dancers moved forward, stepping into a dream, a vision enacting itself in a great circle in the center of Cordoba. Everyone but the drummers and dancers, regardless of faith, turned reverently toward Mecca and prayed. The festival of all faiths, the dance of created lights, had begun. Alcoran Kamir Kirian, by Umayyad descent, with Christian of Nubia, slave priestess, moved into sacred space.